Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Pei Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page. It's 19 lines up from the bottom of the page. Barishayna Hayu Koshrin. Barishayna Hayu Koshrin Oisei B'chal Noiseihem, V'yesh Mehem Shahayam Malbin, V'yesh Mehem Shahayam Adim, V'yam Mizbaishim, Eilu Me'elu, Chazal Yos Koshrin Oisei B'pischa Shal Heichal, V'yesh Shanim Shahayam Malbin, V'yesh Shanim Shahayam Adim, initially, they used to tie a red thread on their windows. For some, it whitened. For some, it became even more red. The latter were ashamed in front of the former. They changed to tie it to the opening of the Heichal. Some years it whitened, and some years it reddened. They changed to tie it to a rock on the mountain from which they pushed the Seir off the cliff, the Seir Mishtaleich. Ksiv, L'chu Navelim Recha, Yom Hashem Begoyme, Tani Rebbe Lezer Omer, Yom Yiyu Hatoichim, Kashonim Begoyme. Kashonim Shebein Shemaim La'oretz, Kasheleg Yabinu Yosim Mikan Ketzeme Yiyu. The Pasuk says in Yishai, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudches, come now, let us debate, says Hashem, etc. The leather taught, if your sins prove to be like crimson, etc., meaning if your sins will be great in number, like the years, the journey between Shemaim and the land, they will whiten like snow. If they're more than this, they will be like wool, means wide, but less bright than snow. Yeshua says that if your sins will be great, like years of the Avos, which is 502 in total, they will whiten like snow. If they're more than this, they will be like wool. Amar Rav Yudan, Rav Pazi, Im Yiyu Chataichem, Kashonim Kasher Yalbinu, Barishoin, Ve'im Yadimu, Katoila, Katem Yiyu, Barishaini. Rav Yudan, Rav Pazi said that if your sins will be red like dyed wool, they will whiten like snow. The first time means one sins. But if they are red like red dye, they will be like wool the second time. Rabbanan, Amri, Im Yiyu Chataov, Shel Adam, Kashishonav, Kasherek Yalbinu, Yosemikan, Katem Yiyu. One said if a man's sins will be according to his years, means it's normal for youth to pursue promiscuity and for elders to pursue honor and liberty, then they'll whiten like snow. But if they're more than this, means not according to his years, they will be like wool. I'm of Yudan and Tandraya, Beshasha, Avoinois Kalim, Kesheleg, Abinu, Beshasha, and Kavidim, Kasemer, Iyu. Yudan and Tandraya said that when sins are light, means a simple assay, or losa assay, then they will whiten like snow. When they're more severe, it will be like wool. The ratio refers to lighter sins because red wool is not as red as the dye. We come now to the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Dalad. Minayin lesichashi kishtiya b'yom kippurim. What's the source to say that anointing is forbidden like drinking on Yom Kippur? Afa pisha ein rai ladav v'zich ladav v'shne'emar v'tavaya kamayim v'kirboi v'kashemim b'adz meisav. And says even though there's no proof, there's an allusion to it in Tehillim per kuf tes posag yud ches. And it came into his midst like water, and into his bones like oil. And the Gemara says, "Kahadot Tani b'Shabbos ben Sicha shei shaltanug ben Sicha sheinu shaltanug muta, v'Yom Kippurim ben Sicha shei shaltanug ben Sicha sheinu shaltanug asa." The Gemara says, "This is like it was taught on Shabbos, both anointing of pleasure and anointing that is not of pleasure is permitted, and Yom Kippur, both anointing of pleasure and anointing that is not pleasure are prohibited." On Tisha B'Av and on public fast day, the anointing of pleasure is forbidden, but the anointing which is not for pleasure is permitted. And the Gemara asks a question from Abaisa that for Masa Sheni and Truma, anointing and drinking are the same. For Issa and payment means if a non-Kohen anointed with or drank truma, but not for punishment. And Yom Kippur, they're the same for Issa, but not for punishment. They can ask a contradiction from another Baisa. It says, you shall not profane, includes one who anoints and one who drinks. Means they're the same for punishment. Rabbi Yochanan answered that the correct text of the second Baisa is that it should not mention sicha, anointing. Amrabi Abba Abmari im Ime at Leithkan Sach, Leithkan Shoyfed, Lekain Dava Shubba Mishne Lavim Mitzav. Rabbi Abba Mari objected, if it doesn't mention anointing, it does not mention drinking. If you wouldn't say this, but rather the pasuk includes only drinking, the things that come from two different labim, meaning v'chol zar lo yechol kodesh, forbids eating, and v'loy yechalalu, forbids drinking, can they join? However, if the b'risa mentions both, we can say that eating includes drinking, and from v'loy yechalalu, we include anointing like drinking. What's the source for an asay to forbid sicha, anointing of Masa Sheni outside Yerushalayim? Rablaza b'shem Rabbi Simi, lo inosati memenu lameis. Rablaza, quoting of Simai, answered with a question from Dvarim Pe'chov Vav, Pasuk Yud Daled, and I did not give from it to the dead. And what, so Malan Kaima, what's the case? That he didn't spend the money of Kesef Maisa for the dead. If it's to bring for him a coffin and shroud, well, this is forbidden even for a live person because only food and drink may be bought with the money, and all them also for the dead. So what is it that's permitted to buy with Kesef Maisa for a live person and forbidden for a dead? That is sicha, buying oil for anointing. And we come out to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Hei, Hamoitzi Eitzim K'delevashel Beitzakala. The shear for taking out wood into the street is enough to cook a guigeris of a light egg. Tavlin K'deletabel Beitzakala Mitzarefim Se'imze. The shear for spices is to season a light egg. All different spices join with each other for this. Klipei Goizim Klipei Remoinim Istis Apur K'deletzboyabahen Beged Cotton the sabacha. The shear for nutshells, pomegranate peels, istis, and pur, which are plants used to make dye, is enough to dye a small garment in the middle of the headdress. Neiraglaim, nese oboiris, kimonia, ve'ashlag, ve'lechabes, bahen, beget cotton, ve'sabacha. The shear for urine, nese oboiris, kimonia, and ashlag, which we're going to explain, is enough to launder a small garment in the middle of the headdress. Yudoimek, ve'lechabir, la kesem, Yudah says it's enough to be able to pass over a stain, a blood stain, to determine whether or not it's dam nida. And the Gemara says, V'kashya kimoin u'melach mustafim. The Gemara asks a question. The Mishnah said that spices join. Do cumin and salt join? Because cumin only sweetens, and salt only makes salty. They don't join to season. Why should they assure them join? Rabbi Lava b'shem u'laza, b'mine mesike shanu. Rabbi Lava answered that our Mishnah means that different kinds of sweeteners join. The Gemara says, there's a Mishnah that says that the shear of laundering, combing, dyeing, and spinning is a double sit. And here you say that it must be enough to dye a small garment. There it's discussing dyeing, here it's just discussing one who takes out in order to dye. Nese, Choin, Buris, Barisa, Kimoin, Kalia, Ashleg Risi Rabun Omel Adsoy Suach. Nese is Nitter, Boris is Sulphur, Kimun is Kalia, which is a type of grass that's dried and ground and used for washing hands. Ashleg is Adsoy Suach, which is found in holes and pearls. It's extracted using metal prongs. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Vov. Hupelas Kolshehu, Ve'itran Kolshehu, Mine Basami, Mine Gatchus Kolshehin. Mishnah says that the shear for the following is any amount. Pepper, itrim, which is all from a pine tree, fragrant spices, and kinds of metal. The shear for earth or stones of the mizbeach, mekek, which is worm-eaten sforim, or worm, or mekek of their covers, worm-eating of their covers, is any amount, because we will store them to bury them. Yudah says also that the shear of idolatry is any amount. As the Pasuk says, nothing should cling to your hand in any amount from the booty. And the Gemara says, Tani af reachwa kolshu. The Gemara brings from a baisa, also something with a bad smell, the shear is any amount. Amr Rabbi La, after Rishimon Maidiba Rishimon Be'isui Hanaya. Rabbi La says that even Rabbi Shimon, who exempts from Malachim Shein Sichah Legufa, agrees to this. Rabbi Shimon agrees that about Isui Hanaya. is because it has no need, legufa, one is liable even for any nesicha legufa. Now we come to the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Zayin, Hamoitzi Kupas Aroichlim, Afapishi Yesh Baminim Harbe, Enichayev Ela Chatas Achas. If one was Moitzi, a peddler's box, which has many compartments, even though there are many spices in it, he brings only one Chatas. The only Gina, Pochis Mekugogeros, one is liable for taking out less than a Kugogeros of garden seeds. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira, Oime, Hey. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira is Machayev for five seeds. Zer Kishurim, base, Zer Deluim, base, Zer Poor Mitzi, base. Was liable for two seeds of cucumbers, gourds, or mitzi beans. Hagav, chai, koshu, meis, kugoy geris. One's liable for a live grasshopper of any size. If it's dead, the share is kugoy geris. The poes hakromim, ben chai, ben meisa, koshu, ben pleshi matzniyim, meis, alu, refuah. One's liable for the poes hakrom, which will be defined, of any size, dead or alive, because people save it for cures. V'yudu imeh, hamitzi, chagav, chai, tome, koshu, ben pleshi matzniyim, meisai, lekotten, lasachik boi. Yehuda says that even one who is moitzi, a live tummy grasshopper of any size, is liable because people save it for a child to play with. The Gemara says the kasha, el hoitzi v'hoitzi v'helem achas, klum hu chayev el achas. The Gemara asks that if one was moitzi, and moitzi again in one helem, he is liable only once. What is the chiddush that he's liable only once for a peddler's box? Minitzacha, lo belezer, shleitoma, minim harbe, yasu v'halim is harbe, yechayev al kol achas v'achas. The Gemara answers this is needed according to Beleza. One should not say that many species become like many helomis, and he's liable for each one. Therefore, it needed to teach that he's liable for only one chatas. Only gina, pachos mekorigeres, Rabbi Yudin Vesera, oimechamisha. The Mishnah told us that one is liable for less than a korigeres of garden seeds. Rabbi Yudin Vesera said five. My time is Rabbi Yudin Vesera, which came darkam lizara. Baruga, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira? It's normal to plant five seeds in a patch. There are kishurim base, there are deluim base, there are poor mitzvi base. The Mishnah said two seeds of cucumbers, gourds, or mitzvi beans. Tani chitim madayos shtaim. The vice says that wheat of madai was liable for two kernels. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira chitim al adei shehen chavibos osoisan kashaz or negina shein nechalim. Shmuel quoting of Zeira said that because wheat is valued, Chacham made it like other garden seeds that are not eaten, so the shear is not kugoy geres, rather, what is worth planting. Hagav chai koshu meis kugoy geres. Hagav chai koshu meis kugoy geres. Mishnah said that a live grasshopper of any size, if it's dead, the shear is kugoy geres. Adadat ama betar aval betame kemaloi pi hakelet. This is for a Tahor grasshopper, but if it's dead, the shear is to the third dog's mouth. Sipois karamim b'lchayev b'mesa kolshu shematznin oisa le'osua. Mishnah says that sipois karamim, dead or alive, is any amount because people save it for cures. Amar v'acha shekein isha setifa moishecha z'shisei u'mimena v'hi mesapa. Yeah, v'acha answers a woman who spurts blood, anoints from it, and she is healed.